This is Dr. Olivero, dictator for May the 30th of the year 2023. The first patient is Aurelien Valle, the last name V-A-L-L-E-E. First name A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, Aurelien. This is a clinical case of a 89-year-old white male that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease stage 4. That is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. This patient had laboratory workup that was done May the 23rd of 2023, in which the serum creatinine was 2.39, the estimated GFR is 25, the BUN is 49, and the protein creatinine ratio is 258 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient remains in the same state. He doesn't have a significant proteinuria, and the patient is feeling well. Number two, this patient has liver cirrhosis that is most likely associated to hepatitis B. He had a history of gastrointestinal bleed.
Doc, tenías toda la razón de lo del pasaporte. Venía a decirte eso. Chao.
He used to be a patient of Dr. Ekichi, E-K-I-C-E, but he moved out of this area and he doesn't have a follow-up with any a GI doctor, period. He denies any gastrointestinal symptoms. Number three, the patient has portal hypertension. Number four, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. We have a blood pressure log, and his blood pressure has been 130 over 60 most of the time, period. Following number, hyperuricemia, treated with allopurinol, the serum uric acid is 5.2. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, the patient has been taking omeprazole. We are going to taper down the omeprazole, and if it is necessary, we are going to use Pepcid 20 milligrams every day. He also takes spironolactone for the portal hypertension, but in view of laboratory workups with borderline potassium of 5.2, 4.9, we are going to change it to every other day. Following number, BPH that is asymptomatic. The patient is taking doxazoxin, period. Following number, the patient has a history of skin cancer that has been treated by the dermatologist. The patient has lesions in the nostrils, like little polyps, that is followed by the same doctor, period. We spent 10 minutes of the reviewing the laboratory workup and the face-to-face conversation and making the changes in the medication. It took like 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.